Over. Service safe.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
How do you make a broken family whole? The same way you make a nation whole. With love and understanding. And with small acts of kindness. With bravery. With unwavering faith.
At GTA, cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Now you got no win.
In the moments we might have once taken for granted, we have shown that the heart of this nation still beats. Joe Biden.
Oh man, what's up everybody? I didn't know that. I didn't watch this whole meme before I put it on this show. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I watched a minute of that meme, and I guess I should have watched the rest of 20 seconds. Good evening, fam. Thanksgiving Eve. How's everybody doing today? Welcome in on DLive on Rumble, on Twitch, Odyssey. Welcome in, guys. Welcome into the show. It is Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to have some fun today. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in. Oh, my goodness gracious. I apologize, guys. I'm so sorry. I would not otherwise put that shit on this show. I didn't watch the whole thing. I did not know that was on there. Ah! Starting out hot on the show. How's everyone feeling today? You guys all ready for Thanksgiving? I'm all ready for Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are, too. Somebody says, I've seen worse on Netflix. Yeah, I've seen worse a lot of other places, too. No, I'm going to make you guys cringe later, I promise. I'm going to make you really cringe later. So don't you worry. I have my limits, fam. I mean, I will laugh at stuff like that behind the scenes, but I know everyone's got... When it's a show, you got to take that stuff into consideration. But anyways, guys, check out my sponsor today, Flip City Magazine. If you guys have not got this yet, you need to go get yourself some copies and subscribe right now. They are the premier America's satire comedy magazine. Two pages out of California make all these beautiful comedy magazines that make fun of the same people that we make fun of on this channel. If you guys just go to flipcity.mag, you guys will be able to get your own subscription and sign up there as well. Check out their beautiful website at flipcitymag.com. They have all these news articles, little blurbs from their magazines here. You hit shop now to bring you right to their page. And you guys can see just what they're offering here. The Christmas edition one is going to be out very soon. And I can't wait to get that in the mail, but it's very affordable, guys. We don't know what's going to be left on the shelves for Christmas this year, but I do know that these magazines are going to be available no matter what, and the supply chain issues will not be affecting this product. Go check them out, and I'm telling you guys right now, the subscription is worth the money. You can gift a subscription. You can gift this to any family member, and it's family-friendly, so your kids can read it, and you can leave it on the shelf for years to come because it is a snapshot of history. Use code WOKE10. And get yourself a 10% discount on top of the already discounted subscription. You can't beat that price, fam. And it's going to be absolutely great. Absolutely great. Guys, I'm in such a better mood today than I was yesterday. I'm gonna break down the craziest drama that's been circulating the interwebs. We'll start out with that to get that crap out of the way. I just want to make sure you guys are up to date on the snakes and infiltrators of this movement. And you guys make your own decisions from there. And we're going to get into just a bunch of random fun stuff today. Definitely Thanksgiving related. And obviously news, Ghislaine Maxwell stuff, Epstein stuff. And we'll be on her way. And guys, we're going to be doing, we will be doing something tomorrow night. I'm probably going to be showing the that documentary for the for Maxwell's, Ghislaine Maxwell's father. And I know not everybody has family to hang out with on the holidays. So I'm figuring, why not? And we'll do that tomorrow night after everyone's full, everyone's in their food comas, comas, having their, you know, their bellies. Everyone's just blah, 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 blah. But it's okay. Tomorrow is that day. It's a day, and we'll hang out with you guys. We'll hang out, because why not? I love you guys, too. You guys are part of the fam. So we'll get into all that stuff, but let's get into the news blitz, shall we? And let's get the show started. I'm ready. Man, guys, I am, I'm in good spirits, but I am all over the place as far as my soundboard today. Let's do take two again. And first up, because we know Black Friday is coming, we know those workers are worked into the ground, and we have a strike coming from Amazon, from the Epic Times. Amazon employees plan worldwide global Black Friday protest, release set of demands for company. Jeff Bezos ain't gonna like this one. Amazon employees worldwide will be holding a strike against the company on Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, to demand fair pay for workers, among other things. Make Amazon Pay, a coalition that represents over 200 million workers and activists across the planet, organizing Friday's protest and has released a set of demands that employees are placing in both the company and the governments of the countries that operates it around the globe. The strikes are set to take place at factories, warehouses, and outside corporate offices across the world, including sites in California, Germany, Ireland, France, and Spain. Fam, this is going all over the place. This isn't just in this country. This is worldwide. And I always feel bad. I always felt bad. I was blessed enough not to have to work a job where I had to work on any kind of holiday, like a big holiday, like Christmas or Thanksgiving. I always had to work on the eves or New Year's Eve, stuff like that, but it wasn't anything that you had to actually work on the holiday. I don't know what Amazon policies are, but if this many employees are going to be petitioning it, it must be pretty bad. So I wish them in their endeavors, but I also wish them, maybe you shouldn't work for a company that absolutely hates this country and hates everybody that works under them. From the Gateway Pundit, and this is absolutely related to the holiday season, I hope you guys never give a penny to the Salvation Army ever again. From the Gateway Pundit, Salvation Army wants white donors to offer, quote, sincere apology for their racism. Bing, 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 bing. More racist things, ladies and gentlemen. Salvation asking for more the donations this year. The Christian charitable organization, we're going to talk about that today, is asking all white donors to reflect on their racism this year. I wonder if Jesus would be okay with that. I highly doubt it. Salvation Army wants its white donors to give it more than just the money this Christmas season. They want to demand that we apologize for our racisms. It's part of the push by the Christian charitable organization to embrace the ideas of BLM, an activist group, among other things, to dismantle white privilege and disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys remember the Q drops from a while ago. They exposed the Red Cross and also the Salvation Army. These corporations, these donation centers, they are not what you think they are by any means. And that money, is it really going towards people that need it? I don't know. Or is it going towards to completely ending the white people in this country? Sorry, buddy. Can you please go to the door? Thank you. In other news, this is a great story. This is actually a really good story, guys. The New York Post, the NFL star J.J. Watt to pay for funerals of the Waukesha, am I saying that right? Waukesha parade victims. And I absolutely love this. I was wondering why J.J. Watt, of all NFL players, was doing this, because his team isn't from Wisconsin he plays for, but I didn't realize he's a Wisconsin native, and he's going to be picking up the cost of the funerals for the six victims of Sunday's tragic Christmas parade attack. The Arizona Cardinals defensive end, Waukesha native, oh, he's also from there too. Man, that makes sense. Who graduated from Pewaukin High School and the University of Wisconsin-Madison made the announcement through local media this week. Fox News says, J.J. Watt is covering the funeral costs for everyone that lost their life in this Christmas parade, journalist and author Corey Jenner-John wrote on Twitter. That is amazing. I've always liked J.J. Watt ever since he came into the league. He's just an awesome, awesome, awesome person. Great player, fantastic player. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But I just love this story, and it's absolutely more than what the government, what Joe Biden, what Harris has done, nothing. They've done absolutely nothing. Joe Biden just went on his plane. He's going on vacation now, what, for another 4 days? And check out what Elijah Schaefer had to say. There was a mass casualty attack, black supremacist terrorist attack in our country, and Biden's administration is trying to pretend like it didn't happen. This is one of the worst attacks of 2021, and the corporate media is pretending it was just a normal car crash. We are already at war. And we are at war, fam. We are at war. That's exactly, I've been telling people this, and some people think that's extreme. I know you guys don't think that, but that's where we're at with these things. It's gonna get spicy, but that's why I'm glad J.J. Watt was able to do something for these people, because it wasn't just that. We found out a kid died yesterday as well from it. He succumbed to his injuries, which is awful, awful, awful. And by the way, if you guys didn't know it, Daryl Brooks, the man that ran all those people over, he was also convicted for threatening to bomb the Nugget Casino in Nevada and is still wanted after failing to appear in court. So maybe this guy really isn't a good guy, as the media is trying to pretend that this isn't even happening anymore. They barely touched on it. The Fed boys came in, swept up all the comms, made the police say, hey, it's not, they make sure you say it's not terrorism, it's murder. We'll get you for murder, but make sure you don't say anything that he's a terrorist. And I find it so ironic, and this is from Grand Ole Memes. Oh my God, his username is Four Doors More Whores. And then if you look over here at the douchebag BLM terrorist, no, you can't mention your social media post. Clowns, fam. Absolute clowns. And in other news, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys didn't know, Ahmaud Arbery, the verdict came down, and the guys that were involved in his murder, they are all going down for it. And from the Babylon Bee, liberals are upset by Ahmaud Arbery verdict that there's nothing to be angry about. This was a really funny headline until Arbery's father came out. Ahmaud's father came out and had something to say about it. And he was letting everyone know, hey, all lives matter. And how do I know this? Because he said it. He said it, and Al Sharpton was standing right behind him. Listen to this, and watch Al Sharpton look off into the distance. He was very pissed.
For real, all life matters.
All life. Yes.
Not just black children. We don't want to see nobody go through this.
No.
I don't want to see no daddy watch a kid get left and shot down like that.
That's right, Ma.
So it's all our problem. It's all our problem. So, hey, let's keep fighting. Let's keep doing it and making this place a better place for all human beings.
Amen.
All human beings.
Amen.
Everybody.
I'm talking about.
Love everybody.
Love everybody.
That's right, Ma.
All human beings.
Al Sharpton, he's like, I can't. We can't be having that shit, man. We can't be having all that shit. Al Sharpton made an appearance as if he cares about black people. And then he snuck in a attorney general nominee of his on the cameras. That's what Al Sharpton was really there for. That race baiting piece of shit. That's why he was there. And you have a based black man there. That was his kid that died. If you guys, I will go into some of the details about that later. But the guys that went to prison, for his murder absolutely deserved to go to prison for murder. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I was like, man, the left going to be, what are they going to be mad about? They got their blood. They didn't get it with Kyle Rittenhouse, but they got it with the Arbery murder here. Three white dudes are going to jail. Did they have anything to complain about? Now they do. The father just said all lives matter. And you know that's going to put them over the edge. So much over the edge. We know as soon as they said it, this was inside Al Sharpton's soul. This, she lives in there.
What a great honor to be able to introduce
all lives matter. In other news here from Donald Trump, the Unselect Committee issued a subpoena to Bernie Kerik, an American patriot and great former police commissioner of New York City, for its January 6th witch hunt, but didn't realize what they were demanding is a massive trove of evidence of voter fraud. According to Bernie's lawyer, these documents show significant indicators of fraud in the 2020 presidential election scam that have remained hidden from the public. It is exactly what the Unselect Committee should be interested in if this was a real investigation. Bernie wants to comply with the subpoena with a public hearing and asked me to waive attorney-client privilege so Bernie can testify and provide documents, which I grant him. The Unselect Committee will not like what they ask for. And I find this absolutely and so funny, fam. They're going to, this bullshit committee is going to re itself into oblivion. And what happened with this is they called on, they subpoenaed Bernie Kerik, and he's like, hey, Trump, I have all this election fraud evidence. Can you just let me do my thing and let it present this to them as the reason why, you know, January 6th happened? And Trump gave him the okay. How do you inject evidence on a massive scale? This is a great way to do it. And Trump gave him the go-ahead, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And for everyone saying, no one's getting arrested for this voter fraud shit, well, it happened in Wisconsin. Check this out. Racine County Sheriff files criminal charges against 5 of 6 members of Wisconsin Elections Commission. First material charges countywide related to 2020 election theft. We played that live stream when these sheriffs, these base county sheriffs, were put on the case about election officials, county workers, telling clerks to disobey the law, to break the law. And now five of six of these officials, they're going to be arrested and they're going to be charged with criminal charges. Absolutely fantastic. We finally got somebody. And fam, there's a lot of people that have been emailing me and letting me know that their religious exemptions are getting approved. More and more people are not losing their jobs as of right now, and it seems like those tides are turning. And Southwest even came out and said they're going to be approving all their religious exemptions because they know they cannot run their airline without these people. And Robbie Starbuck put this out. A pilot at South Airways tells me the company just approved their vaccine exemption and all the exemptions from the other pilots they know on the same day. They all did it on the same day. They're like, we ain't doing this anymore. These people want religious exemptions. Just give these people what they want. We need to keep making money and keep our airline alive. And automakers also disagree with the unions to not require the jab. We're winning. Biden's medical segregation policy is falling apart. And it absolutely is. And fam, I'm so glad to see that. I just got an email from a viewer yesterday saying that his religious exemption was accepted and he doesn't have to leave. So it seems like in some parts of the country, this is starting to break and the cuckery is hopefully going to end. And by the way, fam, we talked about this yesterday about Biden tapping into the oil reserves to try to offset prices. Well, I didn't think it was anything special, and now I know why. Because these oil reserves being reported by Fox Business, released by Biden, are expected to be primarily going to China and India. You can't make this stuff up. President Biden's move to tap the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is expected to supply Chinese and Indian oil needs as gas demands have led to global shortages, report said Tuesday. The White House said the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels of oil held in U.S. reserves, and 18 million of which have already been congressionally approved for sale. Remember that bitch that went on, and I showed you guys yesterday, the head of Department of Energy, was like, there's a reason why I was so happy to join this administration was because I wanted to. Biden is all about making life easier for Americans. He's going to sell almost half of this oil reserve to China and India. How pleasant is that? And fam, let's just end on a good note here. I absolutely love this. From the Babylon Bee, Trump to the rescue. Trump travels back in time to kill more dinosaurs to meet our fossil fuel needs. From Pangea, with President Biden unable to or too sleepy to do anything about the rising gas prices, former President Trump has come to the rescue. He has funded the creation of a time machine so we can go back in time and kill dinosaurs so they can become more fossil fuels. It's the best time machine, the greatest, announced Donald Trump as he geared up to kill dinosaurs. It's the only one with Trump written on it in big letters. And fam, that's going to wrap up today's News Blitz. Oh, man. Guys, I'm feeling spicy today, and we're going to be getting into some things. I just want to bring up the latest on the crap that I'm seeing out on the interwebs so we can all be on the same page of what's going on. We'll get into some more Kyle Rittenhouse, what he has to say about Binger, the attack, this new attack that the media is going to be putting on us for talking about bail reform, which is at the heart of this when you get down the nitty-gritty of how all this was allowed to happen with Kyle Rittenhouse in general, with the BLM terrorists that killed all these people out in Wisconsin as well. It all comes down to dirty district attorneys that are bought and paid for by George Soros, infiltrating and changing the laws so criminals are able to go out and do and commit more crimes without being held accountable. It's how this all played out with Antifa, BLM. It's guys, this isn't rocket science. This is just how things are and how things are going to be, and we have to continue to fight this. So guys, thank you all so much for the beautiful donations you guys have already sent me over on the Foxhole. Let me just get to those real quick. You guys absolutely rock. H2O Maven with a can. Thank you so much. Florida Go for Trump and Q, 117 Gold Pills, Foxhole, and Fox Fam. Thank you all. You're so kind. Warrior Mima already dropped me a ship. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Warrior Mima, and your family. I hope you're going to have a great, great time. And Piss Van Teagle, the cookie. Here's a cornfield shit cookie for Sharpton. Well, I don't want shit-filled cookies, my friend, but you can give it to Al. Thank you for that, guys. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I am so thankful for my woke fam. I'm so thankful for you guys that have hung around this entire time through all of the censorship, the deplatforming, and you have still made it here, and we have not given up, and we are still riding strong. Thank you all, guys. Keep dropping those gold pills for me. They are so much needed and appreciated to keep this running on a full-time basis. It's all going to good places, so I thank you. And everyone on D-Live with the lemons, you guys do what you do over there. I see taco emojis. That's not cool. And Rumble Rants, you guys can do what you guys do over there as well. You guys can drop a donation. And, of course, Twitch, you guys got your subscriptions. And, of course, you guys can always drop me the Cash App as well. It's all super appreciated, and it all goes again to the same place. So thank you, guys. Let's get into the funny video, shall we? And that's what we're going to do. And have you guys ever seen Gandalf give the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? If not, you're about to. I'll see you guys on the other side of the intro. Let's do it.
I didn't think they would take this long.
Trial. And now deliberations are over. The jury reached a verdict. They, of course, feared retribution from the left, but they overcame those fears and returned the decision moments ago. And then she read it.
What? Gandalf? Read what?
Rittenhouse. Not guilty. On all five counts.
Well, that's not so bad.
No. No, it isn't.
Oh. plans for tuning in to the land of surreal. But it's like the Twilight Zone, the plan is surreal. It'll blow your mind when the plan is revealed. Bring your thoughts to light, all the plans that you feel. Grab your flashlight, it's time to go down the rabbit hole. Dark and hell is hot, dealing with satanic souls. The tide is turning, patriots are now in control. Apply aggressive pressure right now until they fold. Stay woke, open up guys and keep them peeled. All they do is lie, realize how everything is real. Your project looking glass, the future is revealed. Future proves past, but there won't be any deals. Woke society's fan, you know it's time to go. Grab your popcorn, sit back now, enjoy the show. Severe and non on the mic, so come on, enjoy the flow. The wave is rising and you know it's only gonna grow.
Welcome in, everybody. Welcome into the Woke Society's podcast / live stream. We're ready to do a show here. Ready to do a show here. So wonderful. Great to see everybody. We had a little spinning circle there in the foxhole. Don't worry, I'm going to be switching softwares again to something else. So don't you worry. Everything's nice and comfy over here. Karen Hare, the cookie. Love your little family. Karen Hare, I love your Karen Hare. I love your Karen Hare. Thank you. If that makes any sense. Kay Quinson with the Ken. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. And John the Greek dropping me a fleet. Thank you. Sorry, bro. Haven't been able to watch in a while. Busy at work. How dare you, John? How dare you make a living and not watch my show? How dare you? Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. So, you guys know I always keep it real on this channel. I don't mind giving my opinion on certain people in this movement. And again, I am not beholden to anybody. I'm not paid by anybody. You guys pay this operation. I am completely independent. I'm a guy that started this out of my kitchen. And now I'm in my own new place and doing it out of a legitimate studio. I'm not beholden to anybody. I hate liars. I hate grifters. And I certainly can't stand people who use religion. Religion as a leverage point to mock people and to make them feel bad. And this is what I've been seeing, guys, because I'll make it brief. Because I really want to get into the other stuff besides this garbage. I know we railed on Linwood a lot. The only thing that recently came up was he is now him and his cronies. He's got a whole group of people now going after General Flynn. And literally because of some, they're calling him a Freemason, a satanic Freemason, based on a prayer that had some association with a woman, and it has something to do with chakras. And pretty much the Lynn cult at this point, we're saying chakras are demonic, chakras are satanic. Linwood's, General Flynn's this and that. And all I gotta say is, guys, I left the church for a reason. Organized religion never sat well with me. They were some of the most hypocritical people that I knew. Telling you how to live your life and then totally living a different life out of church. I saw it all the time, and it just never sat well with me. I'm like, listen, I can have a relationship with God outside of church, and that's exactly what I did. And, you know, now all I'm seeing is if you're not a Christian, Christians don't do these things. And it's almost like using religion as a gatekeeper to the MAGA movement. And that's what this is all boiling down to. And this is the thing. This is the thing, fam. MAGA is not about what religion you're from, what color you are. None of that stuff matters. None of that stuff matters. MAGA is something to be used to change our culture, to take our country back, and accepting of all people, no matter what religion or race you are. It's really that simple. And for anybody to judge somebody and think they're above or holier than thou, for me, it's like, who do you think you are? And I don't, who are we to tell anybody who to love or how to worship? And that's the thing about organized religion. I have never been okay with, and I've moved on from it. And some of you might be in church, and I'm not bashing you. Trust me, I'm not bashing anybody that goes to church. I don't care what you guys do. You guys do you. The reason why you guys are here is because we are all like-minded and we all want the best for our country. And that's what this all boils down to. That's what it all boils down to. And that's where I want to leave it. That's where I want to leave it. So it's getting really ugly out there. Linwood's doing his thing. And I really don't want to really ever talk about Linwood ever again on this show if I can help it. So, and Upside Down 77 says, I read the Bible. I pray. And that's awesome. And I know a lot of you do. I know a lot of you do. And keep doing it. Keep doing it. Religion, in a lot of ways, has helped people become better versions of themselves. And I am all for that. I am all for that. I am just not about people telling other people that my religion is the only way and that's how you should live. You can disagree with that. I'm not about that. I just feel like, I'm not a person to tell anyone how to live their lives. And that's it. I just want to be left alone. I want to hang out with like-minded people and patriots that love our country, that want to really just love what this country affords and the freedoms afford. And we can all just live our lives the way we want to. That's not breaking the law. That's not doing any of that stuff. And just live our lives and leave something great for our children. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's all about love. Love in here. Love in this channel. And I'm just seeing a full-out assault on Lynn Wood. And I think he deserves every bit of it. And, you know, it's causing a lot of division. And a lot of people are upset about it. And General Flynn is, he has been pretty quiet on the attacks coming from Lynn Wood, and a lot of people are upset. And I can understand that. But this is the thing. Religion's been used to divide people for centuries. It's no different than what BLM does. It's no different than Antifa does. It's no different from the vaccine agenda. No different than the mask agenda. It's all for division. And if people can understand that and realize that we need to stop fighting each other and fighting the people that want to leverage these things, we will all be in a better place and all have a better chance to unite. And that's it, fam. That's it. That's all I want to say on it. Rider with a can. Thank you. And John the Greek with the ship. Love the banner. Yes, my friend. I'm sure you do. And if you ever miss my show again because of work, man, I'm going to ban you. Love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Be loud with a can. A can of White Claw to open Linwood's heart chakra. Be the light. I need to get a savage drop on my board. I'm going to get that. That has been the best comment so far. Thank you, Be the Light. That is fire. Yes, Be the Light. If any of you guys follow me on Telegram, the garbage that I get coming through there in my comments of people that believe that stuff, saying chakras are satanic to even talk about chakras, or it's all nonsense and it's crazy. So guys, let's just get on right to the next topic. I wanted to get that out of the way and all that stuff. I was hoping we'd hear about Kyle Rittenhouse talking about a little finger binger up the stinker. Well, he had a lot to say about him. Again, this was taken from Tucker Carlson. I want you guys to listen to it. This is the first time that I heard this not too long ago. And this was from part two of Tucker's interview. And I want you guys to listen to it because it's absolutely fire. Check this out.
What did you think of the prosecution? In my belief, the prosecutorial misconduct in this case is ridiculous. They knew I was innocent, but they still decided to bring these charges to make their name, to have a name. They wanted my head on their shelf. There's this FBI surveillance plane. May I remind you, it is illegal to surveil U.S. citizens, but yeah. The FBI still had a plane up. And then they tried to twist it and say I was chasing down Mr. Rosenbaum. Never happened. And the funny thing is, we were not provided that drone footage until October, and they had it way before, and the FBI gave it to them, and they compressed that FBI drone video and gave it to us. They gave us a compressed version of that file. So they had a 4K drone that showed the shooting of Mr. Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what Handbrake is?
No.
So Assistant District Attorney Cross had a software installed on his computer called Handbrake, and this is just speculation, but put two and two together, we get a decompressed three megabyte file of the drone video when they have an 11 megabyte, and he has Handbrake installed on his computer. we got an extremely decompressed version of the drone right. video.
So, I mean, in a normal trial, I mean, that'd be grounds for a mistrial right there. I mean,
exactly.
You have to be provided the same evidence that the prosecution is provided by definition.
Mm-hmm. And another very, very, very disgrace in this government is the with the FBI drone, they called the camera operator of that drone to testify. ADA Binger asked his questions, and then attorney Mark Richards, great attorney, phenomenal attorney, asked his questions. He asked about the tail number. The state objected, and they said he had a TUI letter from the state attorney, and we weren't able to ask him the tail number so we can submit our FOIA requests, which are still being appealed right now, so we can get the complete version of that night on the drone video. He wouldn't give us the tail number. We weren't able to ask him what the tail number was because of the TUI letter that we got the day he testified, that supposedly disappeared from attorney Natalie Wisco, another great attorney's email. It just completely magically disappeared from her email because the state said they emailed it, but we never got it.
So dirty. What do you think motivated Binger?
Assistant District Attorney Binger is a corrupt person who just wants to make a name for himself and not look at the facts. I used to be a fan of the prosecutors, not anymore. I believe there's still good prosecuting attorneys out there. But he is a prosecuting attorney that wants to make a name for himself, and he's supposed to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. But he decided he wanted to lie and try to put me in prison for the rest of my life for defending myself.
I mean, that must be shocking for you as a kid to realize the system can destroy someone who they know doesn't deserve to be destroyed just for political reasons.
It's sickening, because this is a case that never had, that shouldn't had, this is a case that has nothing to do with politics, but politics were brought into it for people's own agenda.
And there it is. So, and just real quick, guys, because I told you guys what I was getting really upset about over the weekend was people were saying this guy, this kid, Sandy Hook, he's Freemason. A simple little background check on Kyle Rittenhouse shows he has zero connections to Sandy Hook. I know people were trying to compare pictures of him to the Sandy Hook kids. It's all bullshit. And the Freemasons, as far as I know, you have to be at least 18 years old to even get into the Masons. So all that bullshit that was coming out, that's why I was getting so mad, because we were celebrating this kid. And then you have all this garbage coming out of nowhere saying, he's not really who he is. What we're looking at isn't real. That stuff drives me up the wall. Sometimes things just are the way they are, and we can be happy about it that this kid got off and the justice system actually came through on the right end of all this stuff. So we can put that garbage to bed that he's Sandy Hook and he's a Freemason. It's all garbage. It's all garbage. It's all garbage. But I loved hearing him talk about Littlefinger Binger in the stinker. Be the light with a candle. Thank you so much. Want to see religious people re-talk about Kundalini, they'll lose their shit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know. Kitty with a cookie. Happy Gooble Gooble, fam. Gooble Gooble. I'm just saying the word, the way you spelled it. Thank you, Kitty Woo. I appreciate it. And the funny thing about all this is, too, the funny thing is, Kyle Rittenhouse and his mom went and flew out to see Trump. They went out and saw Trump. I'm sure they had a wonderful conversation. And I had the picture out here somewhere. Maybe I deleted it. But yeah, there was a great picture of him with Trump. And it's just so funny hearing Kyle actually get to speak his two cents about all this and really get out there. And that's what this was. Binger wanted to be the prosecution, the Antifa prosecution that wanted to put this kid in prison for life. And he wanted to get that name and probably use his name for other high profile cases, because once that precedent was set, if things didn't go the right way, this is where it would have went. That's where it would have went. And he would have been like, I cannot wait for the next MAGA person to shoot somebody, and we're going to take him to trial and throw him in prison too. And that is it. That is it. But the media right now, just like they've tried so many other times, the corporate media is saying that This is the new narrative that's out here. And Jack Posobiec was even putting this out there too. Trick Pony, thanks for the 100 gold pills. I appreciate it. This is the Vice headline. The right is using Waukesha. I don't know. Guys, I know you guys put the pronunciation, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. The right is using the Waukesha as a weapon against bail reform. And this is what's been going on. These DAs have been quietly changing the laws, saying that pretty much almost any criminal, if they get arrested for something, they're put immediately back out in the streets on bail. It could be within a day. In New York City, it was within the same day. Criminals, violent criminals, were getting going in to get processed, and they were out within a couple of hours. Now, this is something that's being used and mocked against the right, because we're going to want bail reform. And that's exactly what we do want. We want bail reform, because if there was the correct bail reform, this terrorist wouldn't have been able to kill all these people in Wisconsin. That's how he was able to get out, because he was released on Friday from a crime on, what was it, $1,000 bond 2 days earlier, and he was back out. The man that said he wanted to blow up one of the casinos in Nevada, out in Las Vegas, wanted to run people over with his car, talking about his social media. Clearly on his social media, but four doors more whores triggers more people than violent threats saying, I want to run over people in Black Lives Matter. It's craziness. But that is where they want to go with this. And we talked about a lot of this yesterday with George Soros. It all goes back to the same place. And now, just like they're using, saying, the right parents are going to school board meetings and threatening teachers. This is why they need to be checked by the FBI to this domestic terror. It's the same tactic. It's the same tactic, and it's weak as all hell. It is Waukesha. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I don't live in Wisconsin. Never have. Don't know if I ever will. But get easier names for your town so I can pronounce them, will you? I just want to give you guys some quick updates on the Epstein stuff that I've been finding, and why I want to just implore you guys to keep your expectations in check of what's going to come out of this. And I want to start with this real quick. And this is why I'm saying, a lot of people forget this. James Comey's daughter, she was involved early on with the cases from Epstein. I thought that was very suspicious, because we all know about how much of a freedom-loving patriot James Comey was, and currently is, apparently. She was involved in the lost video of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged first suicide attempt. Now she's on the legal team prosecuting Ghislaine Maxwell. I have no idea. This has to be some of the biggest conflict of interest I've ever seen in a case. And now the person that was involved in the, quote, lost video of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged first suicide attempt is now going to be on the team that's going to be prosecuting Ghislaine Maxwell. And it starts right off. You cannot make this stuff up. Crooked James Comey's daughter, Maureen Comey, was involved in the lost video of Jeffrey Epstein's first alleged attempted suicide in jail, and now she's a member of the team prosecuting Ghislaine Maxwell. Federal prosecutors have claimed that surveillance video taken from outside Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell on the day of his first apparent suicide attempt has been permanently deleted. I wonder how that happened. The Herald gathered that the federal prosecutors made this claim on Thursday in a court filing. Epstein, the disgraced financier who was facing federal sex trafficking charges, was found semi-conscious in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, or MCC, in New York around 1:27 a.m. The prosecutor said that the video is now gone because MCC officials mistakenly say footage from a different floor of the federal detention center. Another report on the same story from the Washington Post listed Maureen Comey as one of the prosecutors who was involved in the lost video. The Intelligencer reported that the request for the video of this event came from Epstein's roommate at the time of Nicholas Tartiolone. And we all remember this guy, the ripped dude. They were like, this guy probably just choked out Epstein. Probably drugged up and maybe, I don't know. This, you need to go kill this guy. But I find that just very, very curious, guys. When I see these headlines like this, when you see these players and who they're connected to and who their daddies and mommies are, It's like, are we really going to, are we going to get big names? Are we going to get big names out of this? Because I'm really hoping so, but I just don't know. And I'm not going to put any hopium into it until it does happen. We shall see. But there is a calling now, and I don't even know how this person, the head of the this correction facility, still has their job. And I thought they were fired. I thought they were fired a long time ago, but apparently this person's still there. But there's some new Epstein records that came to light. And these new records, this from the Daily Caller, are sparking Democratic senators to replace Bureau of Prisons director. And Democrats of the Senate Judiciary Committee are renewing calls for the firing of the Bureau of Prisons director who oversaw the security lapses that culminated in the alleged suicide of billionaire sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. I find that really ironic. It's the Democrats. Because I'm sure a lot of these Democrats back in the day, probably hung around with him, and some of them current hung around with him, maybe even on the island itself, like Bill Clinton. This isn't a one-time issue. Even under the Biden admin, BOP continues to stonewall to cover up incompetence. BOP Director Michael Carvajal must be replaced, they tweeted Wednesday. Citing new records published by the New York Times, in the last days of his life, Epstein reportedly denied having interest in killing himself. Despite displaying suicidal tendencies, offered investment advice to fellow inmates, and misrepresented a phone call he made to a girlfriend. He was reportedly left alone the night he died, despite having been repeatedly evaluated out of concerns of suicide. The Democrats describe these failures as well as simple prison log mistakes, describing Epstein as black and not a sex offender, as incompetence and sloppiness. They have previously called for removal of Carvajal, who was appointed a BOP director by then Attorney General Bill Barr in 2020, and he's still there, apparently. The statement marks the second time in a month that Senate Democrats have called for his firing, and after an Associated Press report found that the BOP employee commit the most crimes of any federal officials, including sexual assault and drug trafficking, Chairman and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin urged AG Merrick Garland to fire him and replace him with a reform-minded director who was not a product of the BOP bureaucracy. And this is the thing, guys. He wasn't suicidal. And that phone call they talk about, Daily Mail is reporting that Epstein told the jail guards he wanted to call his mom, but Epstein's mom died in 2004, but he actually called to his Belarus girlfriend 30 hours before killing himself, a new New York Times report revealed. And this is why the Democrats, all of a sudden, 2 years after Epstein killed himself, 2 years, by the way, have gone by, and they're like, oh, we need to fire this guy. We need to fire him. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't go to the island, but yeah, maybe we did. But yeah, we need to fire this guy. Yeah. Yeah. John the Greek with a phone. I'm a 32nd degree Mason. I'm a 32nd degree Mason. And just so you know, we all believe in God. You have to be one. John the Greek. I met plenty of Masons in my life. I almost got into the Masonry. There was one local right in the village where I lived, and every person that I knew there, every guy that I knew in there, stand-up human beings, super respectful, no problems. And I was best friends with one whose father was in the Masons for a very long time. And that's the thing. There's a lot of stuff that people get mixed up with, and You just don't know. And people have a lot of negative connotations, and I'm not saying there's, the bad ones are out there, the secret societies are out there, but I've met personally a lot of myself. So I'm totally there with you, John the Greek. Thank you so much for that phone, and thank you for the shit that you just dropped me, my friend. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I super appreciate it. FujiCast says, sorry I'm late. Happy Thanksgiving. FujiCast, what is up with all you people with your jobs? Make sure you get on here in time. I'm just joking. FujiCast, great to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you always for showing up to my shows. A loyal supporter. Thank you, FujiCast. You rock. But I just don't want people to forget, again, the reason why we're all here. And hopefully we'll find out one day. This goes all the way up. And for people that are new here, that are just getting into all this, and maybe don't know some of the history, this is Bill Clinton with his daughter, Chelsea Clinton. And who do we have over here on the right in the audience? We have Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell. And there you have it. This is who I want to see burn. This motherfucker right here. and I want everybody that associate themselves, including Bill Gates, to burn as well. They are not for humankind. They are monsters. They know they're monsters, and they parade around as philanthropists and that they're good people. They're sickos and psychos involved with some of the most satanic stuff that you could possibly imagine. Let's see. We got Cooper Jr. the Cookie. Albert Pike said three times in his book, The Masons Worship Lucifer. Yeah, well, maybe some do. To say all do, I'm not willing to even go there. But I appreciate the cookie, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So remember I told you guys I'm going to probably play, tomorrow night I'm going to be doing that the Robert Maxwell documentary. And now I have people saying that all Masons are you know, they all worship Lucifer. Well, the ones I met, guys, the ones I was really close friends with, none of them worship Lucifer. So, sorry, that's just my reality. It is what it is. That documentary that I want to show you guys is not different from this one. And this was just a clip. This is the one from Disney Plus that's being sold on Amazon right now. Talking about this man here that's talking was involved with Ghislaine and had some experiences with Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein. And this is a piece of that experience. It's definitely creepy.
What surprised me was that Ghislaine was very specific that she had to give me all the information. I was startled by some of the things that she insisted had to be in the song. I had to allude to when he was teaching at Dalton School and that he was the subject of many schoolgirl crushes. And then she wanted me to include that Ghislaine claims he has 24-hour erections. Possibly an exaggeration. So when I got to the house that evening, Ghislaine asked me to change into Jeffrey's karate outfit. I had to climb the stairs, sit on the floor, cross-legged in his karate outfit, sing the song. And I remember it was a very clubby atmosphere, only about eight guys. These powerful guys all seemed to know Epstein very well, and they were kind of roaring with laughter at these lyrics that are poking fun at him.
But the other interesting thing, right, was that Ghislaine was not at the dinner.
It was like Ghislaine was the kind of power geisha.
Yeah.
Orchestrating everything for Epstein's maximum delight.
Creepy! Made this man go and sit down in Epstein's karate uniform, and they're chanting and singing weird song around him. Weird ass shit, guys. They were involved with a lot of things. They were really involved with a lot of weird things, a lot of satanic things. And this is the reason why I want to start brushing up on all this, because we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it, and we need to dive into it. Now, like I said, I'm going to probably play that documentary tomorrow night. I'm going to figure out a time. I want to do it at a time where mostly everyone's done eating. You guys got your dessert. Everyone's nice and fat. And we all just sit down and watch this documentary together, because I haven't watched it myself. It was recommended to me by a friend to watch if I wanted to really know about Robert Maxwell. So I'm going to play with you guys as well, because I think it's super important. It's going to be very relevant in the coming days. So let's talk about this, guys. I want to know in the chat, because Thanksgiving's tomorrow, right? Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Let me know in the chat, one, if you're going to be with base family members that have like-mindedness, they're not cocked out, and you're not going to have to worry about any of the political talk, Joe Biden, everything that's going on in the country. Put a one in the chat if you're fortunate, like myself, my whole family from immediate to further out are not cucked out. I am very blessed. We are all on the same page, and we all know what's going on. Give me a two if you're going to be with some cucked out family that are vax, that are completely anti-Trump, voted for Biden, heads in the sand. Give me a two in the chat. I want to know. Because I know I feel like since COVID, like family gatherings are getting to that point where it's like, oh man, Oh, man. Annette over on Twitch said we didn't invite the cucks. That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect answer. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, so I got mostly ones. Mostly ones. T-Roy Cooks, what's up, brother? You better be making some damn good food. T-Roy, I want to know. T-Roy, what are you making for Thanksgiving, man? What do you got? What do you got making in that fine smoker you got going on over there? I know you're making something baller. Absolutely baller. Please let me know. All right, so we got a bunch of twos. All right, yeah, Tom, I know your situation, my friend. I am so sorry. So the reason why I'm asking, guys, because I know this is going to be really hard for a lot of people, because it's like, how do you not talk about the things going on in the world right now? Like, what else do you have to talk about? Jobs? Who you're married to? This is the thing, like, gauging where we are as a culture, having family dinners around the holidays can really, like, make it real for people as to what we are going through and what's going on in the world. We are not in the same world we were in 3 years ago, 2 years ago even. We're completely in a different world. And some of your family may be in that, maybe in, like, they think everything's going back to normal, or they still think things are totally fine, totally normal still, and you're just sitting there scratching your head, and you're just like, you're the ringing girl inside. The reason why is because I'm seeing so much of the garbage. Let's see, T-Roy Cooks, we're making beef and chicken fajitas for Thanksgiving. I love it, man. Untraditional, man. I'm going completely untraditional Thanksgiving dinner myself. Completely untraditional. We're doing chicken thighs with the Dijon mustard balsamic glaze. We got mashed potatoes, green beans. We're going to be doing carrots with maple syrup and butter. And me and the wife are going to have a nice bottle of wine. That's all I got, my friend. That's all I got. I hate turkey. I'm not into turkey. If I had to do anything, it would be ham, but I didn't feel like buying a ham. It's so damn expensive right now. So I'm all about non-traditional food. Maybe one day. So let's see. Foxy with the shades popping with some shades. Do catch 3-1 later. Thanks, Foxy. I appreciate my friend John the Greek with the shades. I'm loving the chat. Everybody is YouTube educated. John the Greek, I'm right there with you, friend. Everyone that thinks they got it all figured out and just blanket statement, all people, it's just, I'm not all about that. And Fuji Cash, thank you so much. 15,000 gold pills. Holy cow. Thank you, Fuji Cash. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying your Patron. Keep drinking that Patron. Thank you so much. You're an amazing person. Texan says, I got two old chickens, the smoker going for tomorrow. Hickory smoked. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Texan, that sounds absolutely amazing, my friend. I hope you enjoy those chickens. We're going to be having some chicken, too. But the reason why I'm asking, guys, is because I'm seeing garbage around here. This is from The Atlantic. And I know this might happen to some of you out there. In clown world with your families tomorrow. This is from The Atlantic. Deprogram your relatives this Thanksgiving. Maybe you'll change a heart or a mind, or maybe you'll need to report a relative to the FBI by Molly Zhuang Fast. This went viral quickly, not because of the content, obviously not because of the content, but because of the headline. And when these lefties really poke their heads out and say what they say behind closed doors and put it out in media for the public to see, she got dragged all over the place, dragged so hard, she changed it. And this is what she changed it to. Maybe you'll change your heart or mind or not. Either way, it's something to do besides just eat. This is what she changed it to. And surprisingly enough, she changed it quick. Changed it super quick. And this is what we are left with. And I know some of you guys are going to have to deal with some of this garbage around your families where they think you are the program ones. You are the ones that are living in fantasy world. Why aren't you jabbed yet? Why aren't you this? You're a domestic terrorist. Were you at January 6th? Do I have to call the FBI on you? There are some families out there that are that psycho, and I really feel for people. And all this crap is going out everywhere, and I just find it absolutely hilarious because it wasn't just this one. This is from The Slate. How to talk to QAnon loved ones this Thanksgiving. and the graphic makes me laugh so hard. There's a little raft with a rope on it, you know, a little donut raft here. We need to save them from this ocean of disinformation. After last year's lockdown, this is how it reads. Thanksgiving is back for too many, though. This brings the promise of strained familial conversations about politics, especially with those who have flirted with the QAnon phenomenon. Engaging with diehard QAnon believers is easier for some than others. But behavioral science can offer some advice on how to talk to family. Guys, this is literally like psychological, you know, advice given to their readers to be like, this is how you will change how you think. Your domestic terrorism family members that will not get vaxxed, they're murdering people every day. They're probably devout to QAnon, the religion. You need to make them denounce the religion of QAnon. This is the garbage that's floating around out there. And I know a lot of people are just like, what? What? And I mean, so are you scratching your gonads, Scott? If I'm being honest, no, I'm not. If I was, I would tell you, but I would never do that on camera. I have a little button that takes the camera off me, my friend. Not saying it's never happened before, but not on camera. I know I had a little scratch on my shin, of all places. I know it's weird, but I'm not lying. H2O May with a can, thank you so much. Thank you. Because I know what I'm about to show you is going to make you guys cringe. It's going to make you guys cringe, and I'm all about cringe. And I got a really cringe meme for you guys a little bit later. But I want you guys to see and watch a little excerpt from The View. And the reason why I want to show you this is because at this point, if you guys haven't realized, The View is pretty much, it is state-run propaganda. It's state-run propaganda, maybe aimed at, I don't know, middle-aged moms that watch this shit to rub their egos of, get vaccinated, Joe Biden's the best, yeah! That's what this is for. But I know some of you are going to be sitting around the Thanksgiving table and you're cooked out. Parents, brother, sister, aunt, nephew, whatever. It's going to have a laundry list of all the good things Biden has done. And I'm ready to cringe. Hope you guys are too. Let's take a watch.
Well, I'm hoping people are hearing the message loud and clear because he's only been in for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And he's gotten so much done.
I just want to say, do you want to tell folks?
Well, I mean, I don't want to bore people with the list, but the list is long.
Yeah, but bore him.
All right. He signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, bipartisan bill, mm-hmm. that's going to fix the bridges and the tunnels and all the things that are falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Trump couldn't do it.
What else?
Still talking about Trump.
What else did he do?
He got a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan passed in March.
Ooh. Yes, he did. Trump, that meant money in people's pockets.
But Trump made COVID so much worse.
Forget him. What else did Joe do?
I like to compare and contrast.
I know. But what did Joe do?
All right, it was a little messy, but he ended the war, a 20-year war in Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
This is one I didn't even know.
What?
He canceled student loan debt for more than 300,000 Americans with disabilities.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I see. That's significant.
Wow.
Yeah.
These poor kids who were at the border that were separated in the last administration are now, he made sure that he reunited them with their parents in the United States or their country of origin.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like one of the worst things you can do with a child.
I think there were over 500, right? Over 500 were reunited?
A lot of them. He returned the U.S. to the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you. We're all in this together, baby. And then, you know, by the way, the unemployment is down, very much down.
Yes.
And you can't blame the guy for the pandemic. If you don't wear a mask, then I blame you, okay? Not him.
Yeah. Or you're unvaccinated.
So basically, he's been doing what his job is. Remember when presidents did presidential stuff?
Yeah.
So this is apparently what I know. But, you know, you don't.
I know that was hard to watch, guys. I know that was hard to watch, but I have to imagine there are family members in some of you that have to you're gonna have to weather this storm tomorrow because it's pure propaganda. It's nothing but nonsense, and you guys are bigger people than I am because me personally, if for one, I probably wouldn't be going to anything with family that that had to deal that I don't want to be around people at all. Even if it was family, I would cut myself off and be like, you go live in fantasy world. I can't even be around you. Because if we get together, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this stuff, and I will not let up. And it'll turn into a fight. And then guess what? Everyone's upset. Be like, everyone's upset. I can go home now. See you guys next year. And be out. But I don't have to deal with that. And I just want to read a comment over the Foxhole. Service Dog Mom says, yes, I ordered a Thanksgiving dinner from Hart's Turkey Farm. I will play with my dog and do some Hart. So quiet, cried at first, but I'm okay now. Service Dog Mom, I just want to let you know, I know some people are alone on the holidays, and that makes me sad. That's why I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow, because I know not everybody has somebody to be with. And, you know, you can always find family here on the Foxhole, and you can be as open and vulnerable as you want on that platform. The chats will open and pour love on you, because I know you're not the only one that's alone these holidays. I don't know you or your situation, but the fact that you even opened up right there and said you cried that you're alone, but you have your dog, and you're okay. Do you? You always have a family here, and I just want to make sure you know that. So let me just scroll down. I wanted to pause that because I hate I don't want people to be sad, and I know holidays are sad for a lot of people. H2O made with the can. Thank you. I don't know if I got to that one already, but fam, for all the cucked out family members. They got the booster. You know they're going to be walking up to your house like this. No doubt about it. Just one more time. For all the guys that have gotten their fourth booster of estrogen, here we are. Oh, we love it. I love it. And I know, guys, I know. This might be something going down out in California, but I want you guys to listen to this and how funny this is to me. Because if you guys had I'll just play the clip. Let me play the clip first, and then we'll have a reaction to it. Listen to this shit. This is from CBS, so you know it's not good.
It might be a difficult conversation before people step into your house to say, whoa, wait a minute, where's your card, what's your status, yep, before you walk into my home.
This is tough because people are all over the map on this, and they're also all over the map with their risk tolerance. But the rapid tests have made this a lot easier.
Right.
Because whatever people's vaccination status is, we can actually confirm safety on the spot. So if it feels like it's going to be weird, maybe make it kind of fun. Say we're going to start with hors d'oeuvres in the garage. You know, we'll have drinks. We'll do our rapid test and then come on in, right? You can make it playful, make it fun, and then be able to enjoy the holiday because you're not worried about safety.
All right. Yeah. What about stamina? it's a 4-day weekend.
Yep.
Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen? You're so brainwashed and so cocked out that you're having family come over. Can you imagine having your family come over and you have a garage and you're like, mask over the nose. And you rapid test every family member before you even let them in the door. You got mozzarella sticks, some wieners, you know, maybe some hot wings, fuck tacos, some hot wings in the garage, and you're just like, hey, before you come up, we got to test you. So it's like, what if someone tests positive? What if there's like a mom and dad and they got a kid, and mom tests positive? You're gonna send mom home? Leave mom in the garage? Come on.
We have a rapid test now. We're gonna do Thanksgiving in the garage.
These people, fam. This is them. That's them. And someone wrote, Dot C81, the garage is for smoking. Hell yes, it is. Back in the day, that's where me and my dudes, that's where we did our thing. Max and I said, my ex's family actually did this in the garage with 6 feet distance between folding chairs. Well, I'm glad that is an ex, Max Anon, because my lord, I couldn't. Bab says, I don't have to imagine that actually happened. My brother puts me and my 84-year-old dad in the garage. We stop going. Now, Babs, fuck that. We have more dignity than that, and if they're doing that to you, I'm sorry. They're family by blood, but if you get treated like that, I'm sorry. Christian Patriot, now what's up, brother, with a cookie. Imagine having to go get a test to go into a family member's home. Wow. That's why the insanity is insane. John the Greek with a can. Oh, my God. Imagine you're the person that made all the food. You're bringing it to your family's house, and they test you. They tell you, get the fuck out of here if you test positive. Thanks for the food, but you got to go. You can't be here. You can't be here. But for everyone else, I gotta. This is how Thanksgiving, I know for a lot of people, gonna be.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, chicken, turkeys, rat.
I love it. I'm gonna dance again because I feel good.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
Yes, yes, I love it. Let's get crunk, fam. Oh my goodness. So I that's why I want to bring it up, guys. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. But I want to be thankful for one thing here. Oh damn, I didn't put it in here. I had a clip here of Hillary Clinton coughing a lung. And I didn't put it in here. But either way, fam, Hillary Clinton was, let me see if I can pull it up on Telegram real quick. It's probably saved somewhere. I can probably pull it up. I know I have this saved. Where is it?
Oh, Miss Hillary.
Got it. Let's, this is why I'm thankful, fam, that we're not Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there in a way that surprised you. Hillary Clinton is the co-author of the new book, State of Terror, with the great author, Louise Penny. The two of them together make something that is actually quite fantastic. Secretary Clinton, it is a real pleasure. Anytime that you can make time to be here, thank you in particular for being here tonight with so much going on. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
She looks dead, yo. She looks dead. And guys, remember when I told you I had a prediction out there that I'm not willing to give any sauce yet unless it happens. And I said, watch Pete Buttigieg get installed as the president when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris fall. And I told you guys, the only way I'm going to tell you where this prediction came from is if this actually happens, and I'll break the silence of where this is coming from. But I've been telling people, and people are like saying, "No way! How could Pete Buttigieg get in there? How could that happen?" I want to show you this, guys, because it's the rumor mill is coming up, and it's out there, and this isn't by accident. And I've been telling you guys, look at this from Politico: the Buttigieg presidential buzz has penetrated the White House. Since 2010, he has run for treasurer of Indiana, mayor of South Bend, chair of Democratic National Committee, and president of the United States. At 39, he is one of the most omnipresent and newly powerful members of President Joe Biden's cabinet, but he says he's not thinking about what comes next, even as he's buzzed about as potential Biden heir. I'd say the other thing that I'm really enjoying about this job, although it's very demanding and obviously requiring a lot, is that this... is the least I have to think about campaigns and elections about a debt for about a decade, and that's a very good thing. While Buttigieg says he's not contemplating the race to be Biden's successor inside the West Wing, others are imagining it for him. His name is sometimes discussed by aides as a natural Democratic presidential nominee in 2028 or 2024 if the president opts not to run. Nobody in the West Wing shuts that down, said one person with direct knowledge of the conversations. It's very open. I'm just saying, guys, and I'll leave it at that, because a lot of people think, Hillary Clinton and Obama will come back in. Guys, Hillary Clinton's sick. I don't know what she's sick with, but she's got health problems. Hillary Clinton could barely do an interview on Rachel Maddow. Hillary Clinton's done. Her last shot was at Trump, and Trump crushed her. It ain't going to happen. J.Q. Blue with the shades, thank you so much. And John the Group with another can, thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. You guys ready to cringe one more time? One more time. Just saying. If it comes to pass, guys, I can't even take credit for it. I will reveal the person that's been saying this. He said it a long time ago, and we'll have to see. We shall see. And another clip, guys, I just want to show you here. I told you we're going to keep it nice and light today, keep it fun. This is the Attorney General out in Arizona, Branovich. He had an interesting exchange between a reporter because the reporter asked if Branovich was vaccinated, and he had an interesting response. Here it is.
But for the constitutional principles involved. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for pleading United Firefighter Association. I'll be here after to ask any other questions. That's an inappropriate question.
It's not an inappropriate question. This is the thing, Dennis. I will tell everyone here, I believe very strongly in the privacy of our medical and health information. And so my health information is my own information. I would guess I would ask, Dennis, have you had an STD? No, seriously, if we're going to start talking about people's personal health information, I mean, the point is that no government, no government, no,
it's,
well, you know, it's, if you listen, Bram, to the argument, it's funny, Judge Liberti brought up this point. In the 70s and 80s, there was an outbreak, and if you accept the notion that the federal government, for public health reasons, can mandate you to do something or not do something, then does that mean if there was an STD outbreak or health outbreaks in the 70s and 80s, could they tell you that if you're a government contractor or an employee that has a contract with the government, that you can't engage in intercourse with other human beings? I mean, that literally is a question the federal judge asked. So that's not a ridiculous question. The question should be, once you allow or cede this authority to the federal government, where does it stop? And my health information is my own health information, Dennis. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Perfect shutdown.
But our STDs right now, worldwide pandemic.
See, these people can't argue. They can't argue. They just go straight to the propaganda. And that's what these lefties do. They live in fake clown world. SA 2020 now, the cookie. Thank you. Cooper Jr., the cookie. We need secret cameras at all polling stations, even at the trees if necessary. Dude, I'm all for whatever transparency we can get at the polling stations. I don't care what it takes. Ryder with two cookies. Almost done, buddy. I'm almost done, okay? Watch your head, dude. He set his head again on the doorknob. Ryder with two cookies. Thank you. And Navy Vet with the cookie says, Scott, my 61-year-old stoner for life here for TG has me snippety stoned. Congrats, my friend. It's like Thanksgiving Eve, man. It's perfectly fine to sit back. To each their own, man. Enjoy the ride, my friend. As we always say. So since we're all in good vibes, ladies and gentlemen, I know. All right. How many of you out there, you guys already, I want to know right now, and do not lie to me. How many of you guys already got Christmas trees and Christmas decorations up in your house? Tell me right now. Give me a one in the chat if you already got Christmas trees and Christmas decorations up in your house. Give me a one. And give me a two if you're not. I want to know. And I've always firmly planted my flag on, I don't do anything for Christmas until right after Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, I go balls to the wall. Seeing a ton of twos. I love it. Yes. Seeing a ton of twos. Tons of twos over on Twitch. I love it. Let me check over on DLive. Got to even split over on DLive. I don't know if we got anybody on Rumble because I don't know if people on Rumble use the chat. More twos than ones over on Rumbles. Could even split over on the Foxhole. Okay. Okay. A lot of twos. Okay. I'm glad more people are siding with me. But that's okay. This is always like a family argument among us, saying, because my aunt, she'll do Christmas in September, and she don't care. She don't care. She never apologized for it, and we always rag on her. She does Christmas like super, super early. I get why. I get it. But I just think it's funny. But I always do, someone said, I still have Halloween up. That's like me. Like, I'll keep my shit up, like Christmas stuff, like almost March sometimes. And that tree is like dying. It's like a fire hazard in the apartment. I just want to know, guys, because I wanted to kind of close out the show here with some Christmas, because that's what's coming after tomorrow. And this wasn't my favorite song. It was pretty good, but it's a rap song with Brandon in it, and I know you guys will enjoy. Here we go.
Oh my God, it's Santa Claus and Joe Biden. My wish came true. He's getting impeached. Now the whole nation's screaming, let's go Brandon. They're trying to cancel the culture, but they can't ban us. I told Santa we need Trump back. 4 more years of 45, I'm good with that. I know we all tired of Sleepy Joe, but Kamala is a ho ho ho. Call Common and Vixen, we headed straight to the White House. Trying to cancel 46, I'ma need some white out. Now I know the holidays are meant for family fun, but this Christmas I need me a Red Ryder gun. Hunter by the sniffer, so we on that Charlie Brown. Do Nancy P like Jack Frost and let him melt to the ground. Dashing through the White House searching for Sleepy Joe, trying to peach him. I check my list once, check my list twice. He's in the basement again. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Patriots all around the world. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Scream it loud, let your voice be heard. We want 4 more years of Trump. Even Democrats know what's up. We want 4 more years of Trump. Everybody in the country know what's up. Dashing through the Dominion with fake votes in his hand. They stole the election. We the people know it. We won't let it happen again. Just say no to Sleepy Joe. Just say no to Sleepy Joe. Yeah. It's the mayor. It's the mayor of Magaville. Wanna wish all the patriots a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Trump told me he's coming back to save America. We got your back. Let's go, Brandon. You filthy animal.
Nice. Very, very nice. Thank you guys all so much. You guys rock. You guys rock. Let me just make sure. Was that all I had today? Is that all I had? Oh, yeah. And guys, if you really, this is all you got to do. If you got cucked out, family, and you just want to go right for the throat, this is all you got to say.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Trick Pony, Hunter Gopills, thank you. Master Goldsmith 13 with a cookie, thank you, my friend. H2O Maven with a can. John the Greek with the shades. Xmas tree is pagan. Yeah, a lot of that stuff does come from pagan holidays. I do agree with that. I still like, it's such a weird tradition, right? We're gonna drag this tree into our house. I love it. I love that smell of pine and in the house. I just like it. It's beautiful. Miss Brandy J with the shades. WTG 1957 with the shades. Thank you. And Kalisa with the cookie. I'll be watching tomorrow. Yes, guys, look out for the topic tomorrow. I'll try to make it like 7, 8 Eastern time. And we'll play that documentary. It's about 50, 55 minutes long. And that's what we'll be doing. That's what we'll be doing. So we can hang out here for about another 5 minutes till Quite Frankly comes up. And we'll do it. We'll do what we can. Guys, 30,000 gold pills. Are you guys kidding me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the love. I appreciate it. It's all going to good places. I super appreciate it. Thank you guys so, so much. You guys rock. Kay Quinn says, hey, it's my birthday treat to me every year. Decorate the week before B-Day. Hey, you do your thing, Kay Quinn. You do your thing. How is my grandpa? Grandpa's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's doing just fine. Babs, black sheep with a cookie. Babs, thank you, and I hope you're doing doing something special with your dad and not having to deal with that ridiculousness that you had to go through your family. And I know a lot of people are going through this right now, and just do your best with it. And guys, and don't let the whole, we can't talk about religion and politics at the dinner table. Fuck that. What else is there to talk about right now? There isn't. You guys can catch up. You got to see family that you really don't want to see. You're just there to show face. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. It happens. It's all good. It's all good. Willie Bragg with a cookie. Happy Turkey Day. Thank you, friend. And Country Girl 007 on the phone. Thanks for what you do. Oh, thank you, Country Girl. I appreciate that. You rock. Thank you for being here and listening on the other side of this microphone. It's so important, and I love you guys. Truth Junkie with the Shades. Happy Tuesday. Happy Turkey Day, Scott. God bless you and yours over the holidays. Thanks for, I greatly appreciate what you do. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Karen Hair is skipping Xmas this year. She's saving money to make her hair more Karen-like. Oh, man. Karen, you know what? Oh, my God. I just put two and two together. I just realized her name was Karen, and I'm like, wait. Isn't that name is so... It never even crossed my mind with you, Karen Hair, because I don't know you as Karen. I just know you as Karen Hair. Oh, that's too funny. No problem, Babs. Have the best Thanksgiving that you possibly can have, and don't let brainwashed family members ruin it for you. Do your thing with your dad and just be happy and do your best with it. Diddy's in the house. What up, brother? Great to see you, Diddy. Yeah, guys, the holidays are coming. They're here tomorrow. And all that stuff. Our Cloaks with a Cookie says, play the QAnon song for your families for Thanksgiving. I'll have to look at that link, my friend, and check it out. Appreciate the cookie, my friend. And Belushi the Cookie dropping desserts. Belushi, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, my friend? Are you getting crunk as well? Fuji Cash was crunk off the Patron. I know that. We're going to have to see how, see what else we can get into. Karen says, I'm a hairdresser named Karen. It is funny. Oh, that is great. I figured if you wanted to point attention by putting Karen Hair in your name, I just figured you have to do something with hair. I'm so smart. H.O. Maven says, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Happy thanks to you and yours. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And John the Green, another show. Christmas trees because global warming. Oh, my. You guys are killing me today. You guys are killing me today. Oh, you guys rock. 17 is coming for you with the ship. Have a great Thanksgiving, Scott fam, and much love and prayers for all. Let's all be thankful. I am thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for my family, my boys, and solid health. Everyone's nice and healthy. And all that good stuff. Lucia the Cookie, I'll message you if you wanna live. I wanna live, man. I know what you meant. If you wanna go live. No problem, man. Let me know where you're going to be DMing me because sometimes I don't get shit. Sometimes I don't get things and then I'm just like, my phone's like, oh, here's messages from 3 weeks ago. So let me know. Our Golden Seal the Cookie, it's a badass song. You have heard it before. Most likely rip it to close the show if you want a nice end. Got it, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate it, Cloak. I'll check it out. If I like it, I'll use it for the stuff. And guys, before you're on your way out, make sure you check out the Locals channel that I got here. This is for my diehard wokest of the woke fams. We're at 26 monthly subscribers. Our goal is 50. We need 24 more. This will get you a private exclusive live stream with me on Monday nights that only the Locals fam can get. And it's going to include discounts on merchandise, backstage access to shows, my free shows, once we get enough live streams on the platform that I can do this on, and your names in the credits, all that good stuff. It's a perfect way to continue to financially support my work. So go check it out. Oakfam.locals. It's another great platform that's not cucked out. John the Guru of the Can, we are thankful for you. Thank you, my friend. I am also thankful for you, man. I appreciate it, friend. You rock. Thank you all for the support. 35,000 gold pills. You guys are crushing it. You guys are crushing it today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe I'll be able to get a nice bottle of bourbon. Bottle of bourbon for drunk societies on Saturday. I'm thankful for my Foxhole family. I'm thankful for platforms. I'm thankful for the mats that created these platforms. Thankful for a lot of things. You guys rock. Remember, you guys are not alone. No matter what, you are not alone. There's gonna be people streaming tomorrow. There's gonna be people streaming tomorrow. I know a bunch of people are gonna be streaming tomorrow. So Foxhole, there's always content on there. Always, good, amazing people. And again, thank you. A special thank you to all my mods. Cannot do these shows without my mods. Tom says, I'm going to sleep really late tomorrow, but Baxter won't let me. I'm just going to show up late. Yeah, man. Guys, pray for Tom. Pray for Tom. Pray for Tom. This has got one of those, some family members. I just couldn't imagine. Just couldn't imagine. Yes. Thankful for the Foxhole fam. Thank you, guys. Let me just check one other thing. I think we're good. I just want to make sure I didn't get any cash apps. I don't want to miss those. Got it. Spaz says, let me buy you a bottle. Spaz, you already did. Don't send me any more money, man. Don't send me any more money. You sent me a cash app last week for a bottle, my friend. I got it. It's in the account, my friend. I'm going to get that bottle. Because I know if I don't get a bottle of bourbon this Saturday, you're going to rip me a new one. And Be the Light, thanks so much for that comment. That was amazing with the heart chakra for Lynn Wood. That was pure fire. Foxhole is where I finally found all my fellow INFJ empaths. There's a lot of us here. There's a lot of us here. That is for sure. That is for sure. Tom says, like putting myself into a fucking blender. That's why, bring Baxter, bring the dog. Having kids was the best, having kids is the best excuse to get out of things. You can do it with your pets too. So my dog's gonna shit everywhere, piss everywhere. I gotta bring him home. I need to get out of here. Just say hi, just do your thing, and get out. Get out, get out. Daddy Crab, two cookies. You rock, Scott. You rock, Daddy Crab. That's a great screen name, by the way. Daddy Crab. Who wants some Daddy Crabs? Sorry, Daddy Crab. I couldn't help myself. 72 of the cookie. Kamala is like a turkey. She likes to gobble, gobble, gobble. Oh, she liked to gobble, gobble, gobble. Tom says, quote, I forgot Baxter's nighttime ends. Gotta leave meds. Gotta leave early. Yeah, dude. 100%. 100%. I love it, dude. I love it. Do your thing. Cat Trump Girl says, I do that. Quote, my dogs. Yeah. Do what you gotta do, guys. Do what you gotta do. Because I don't know how else to avoid the COVID and the Trump and Biden and vaccines. And I don't know how you avoid it with family at this point. I don't know. Tamaro, it's great to see you. Tamaro says, make Christ the center of your Christmas in remembrance. It is not his birthday, but he would be happy for the joy at this time. Hell yes, he would. True Junkie says, you need some bourbon, bro. Wine is for chicks or spending time with chicks. I guess I can kind of agree with that, True Junkie. Sometimes I just like to mix it up, my friend. Some days I'm not feeling bourbon. I'm not feeling beer. So I'll have wine sometimes. It's just the way it is. It's been two drunk societies in a row, two wine societies in a row. So we're going to have some wine tomorrow with the wifey for Thanksgiving dinner. And then, we'll do bourbon societies. We'll do some bourbon, and I've been getting bullet bourbon for a while. So I might try a different bourbon. I'm in the South for God's sake. I might as well try some other things and, see where it goes. See where the night takes us, as we always do. Music's always fun. It's always fun. Let me give you guys your lemons over on DLive. There's one lemon in the chest, guys. I'm not even gonna give that away. What's the point? You guys wanna grab over a lemon? Here you guys go. What did I just do? I put 50 lemons in there for you. So there you go, guys. There you go. Let's get on out of here. It's six past six on my end, seven Eastern for you guys. John the Greek with the Shades, thank you so much. John the Greek with the Can, thank you all so much for the love. You guys rock. And huge, huge gold pill day. Thank you for the 36,000 gold pills. You guys rock. And there you go. We're going to be back tomorrow, though, fam. We'll be back tomorrow. Probably 7, 8 Eastern for that documentary. And we'll go from there. Well, we will go from there. Let me get the gold pill music on for Christine. Christina. Need some Ozark Mountain Moonshine. There is a lot of moonshine down here, too. Mushrooms. Yeah, Spaz would say that. Bro, just do some mushrooms and just take some shots of bourbon. You'll be all right. Rebels of Scott gonna go old school with Zima and Jolly Ranchers. There you go. Beautiful. All right, guys. Scratch off is open. Get your gold pills. Say now, the canned blue cheese, red meat, Cab Suave, Thanksgiving fam. Ooh, that sounds good too, man. That sounds amazing. I love some blue cheese gorgonzola crumbles on a steak. Yes, please. Yes, please. See, Tom, at least you won some gold pills, so you can be thankful for that at least. You guys got your gold pills. Everyone's got their commie lemons over on DLive. Rumble, you guys don't got anything like that. So there's that. Thank you all so much for hanging out tonight. And I hope you all enjoy your Thanksgiving. It's time to get on out of here. Beautiful. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow. So don't forget, follow me on Gab, follow me on Telegram, follow me on BitChute, follow me on Rumble. All those other places, guys. Thank you all so much for the love, the gold pills, the donations. You guys rock. I will see you all tomorrow night. Enjoy Thanksgiving, fam. Till then, stay safe, stay strong, and stay woke. Good night, everybody.